2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
Whoa.
Whoa. Kelly, what's your big number?
13.
Okay.
Especially like rookies and stuff. That's going to be not good.
11, 26. Okay. Kelly, welcome to Rome.
Thank you.
Now, one thing, we have a high fire danger this year because of lack of snow.
Okay.
And you must stay with your cooker if you've got the cooker lit. There will be a fine for leaving a cooker going.
Am I the first one here?
You are the first one here.
Oh. I thought somebody else went through.
No. Just snowmobiles.
Oh.
You've been here before? First time?
I have. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we've got our dog food in alphabetical order. We've got sleds to get down to the river to get your water, buckets for the water, some straws here. They will park you right in this close spot here, and the trail is going out that way.
Hey, Kevin, the worst part is, you know, when you go up, after you come through the first part of the gorge and you start going up the big hills, up and down those hills is just...
Is it icy?
No, there's no ice. There's rocks.
It's just bare.
And like the tops of all the bumps are rocks. Yeah. So you can't, your hook or your great catches.
Going back down, you got no... you know what, Kelly? We've got like...
I made it.
Extreme fire.
That's
danger.
What he said. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention. We'll get your program going and we'll look at your handlebar.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stay 24.
Okay. Okay. I'll check that.
Yeah, I think I can fix it, actually.
Yeah, we got plenty of duct tape.
I got a, I lashed this together with some a bunch of...
Yeah, we got guys here that
I broke that, I broke the bolt here.
Welcome to Rome.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Are you guys good? You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, how about...
This is Kelly Maxner. You were first to Rome this afternoon, or this morning, I guess. You came in and you were surprised that you were first here.
Yeah, I thought somebody else had gone through for some reason. I thought Martin had gone through, but I figured he would since he did it last year. But
yeah,
I'm happy that nobody else has gone through.
Now your dogs look great. Your sled's pretty beat up.
Yeah, from talking to people around here, I guess, you know, last week it rained and got real warm and melted all the snow away. So just coming down all those hills in the gorge was pretty hairy, and then I think I broke my sled 3 times. So at the end, I was just leaning over, holding onto two of the stanchions and just steering that way and trying not to hit my head on a tree.
So what is it? So there's boulders, there's rocks, so you're not able to... So what's the issue with trying to steer through all of that and make it through?
Well, you're going down the side of a mountain, and your brake is the only thing that stops you. And when you put that in... It hits the rocks and instantly stops you, and so you have to kind of try not to instantly stop yourself and just steer clear of all the rocks and trees. And you know, there's all kinds of hairpin turns, which when there's snow, you can maneuver your sled and you can slide, you know, sideways, and you know, I call it a power slide and things like that. But when there's no sliding, then it's a little tougher.
Yeah. Now you've done this race. Is this your 4th or 5th race?
Fourth race.
Yeah. So nobody's seen these conditions, I don't think. My pilot was flying over and saying, oh my gosh, I've never seen it like this. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to dirt leaving here, and that's a little friendlier terrain for it. It's a little flatter and straighter. You know, it's not too hard to go over dirt when you're going straight and, you know, not going hairpin turns off the side of a mountain. I mean, the gorge is always... known for being the gorge with snow. So without snow, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Now talk about your dogs. They look pretty great at this point.
Yeah, I think they look awesome. They came charging in here. I didn't notice any injuries. As far as, you know, training, we've practiced this run a couple times and they did well with it. So I'm not surprised to see them come in here looking good. We'll just see what happens down the road.
Now you have that the caboose, the toboggan behind your sled. Talk about that. So you give dogs breaks?
I do. I was resting for most of the time out there. I was resting about 4 dogs at a time, so they were basically running a 6-on, 2-off schedule for pretty much that whole run. And they seem, you know, like I said, in training, they seem to do pretty well with that.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about this run to Roan. Obviously, of course, we all know that Martin Boozer did this last year, and I imagine that you were inspired by that move, and it makes sense to you.
Yeah, you know, during Iditarod last year, I was thinking about it. You know, you have a lot of time to think out there. So last year during Iditarod, I was thinking that it might be a good move, but I thought of the trailer thing where I could rest, you know, some dogs while we were moving them down the trail, so that they can recover a little bit faster. So it might work a little better if they get a little extra rest.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, though.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, and I'll probably catch up with you later on down the trail.
All right. Thank you.
Kelly Maxner in Roan, and reporting in Roan, I'm Lorelei Kinney.